I got a phone call from Ludwig from video games, and I want to go through how I would have handled that if I'd had a little bit more time to prepare. So let's watch the video.
I did a fast food challenge where I had to eat a lot of fast food, and I had gained weight. And she said it doesn't work like that. Anyway, I pose a hypothetical. I said, if I eat a 1 pound burger, right after eating the burger, I'm 1 pound heavier.
So this has been sort of litigated by the internet in the form of, if I eat 1% of my body weight in nachos, so I'm 220, if I eat 2.2 pounds of nachos, which is not hard, I could easily pull that off. Am I 1% nacho? Which eventually led to a set of discussions that has lodged my answer that I'm about to give Ludwig into my head. So let's watch that.
And she said, no. Some of it is lost and in the air.
Okay. I don't know where some of it is lost and in the air might have come from. Oh my gosh. This is Hank from the future. And I figured it out. Cutie, Ludwig's girlfriend, is right. What she was talking about, I think, is that when you cook a 1 pound burger, you do not end up with 1 pounds of burger. Because some of that did get lost and is in the air. So there's water that's in there that evaporates. There's chemical reactions that happen. Some of that gets into the air. Some of it's left on the surface of the cooktop. So depending on the kind of burger, you could have 15 to 30% of that weight lost. So if you're eating a 1 pound burger that was 1 pound of meat, then that could be as little as like 70% of a pound. Whatever that is. If we were metric, I'd be able to tell you, but I can't because we're not. So I think that's where this is coming from. And now it'll all make more sense as we go through the rest of the video. All right, well, that's what I get for thinking I'm just going to run out here and post it real quick on a Saturday. I'm watching the final cut and being like, wait a second. There it all makes sense now. But let's continue to watch the video and see if I need to do any more surprises from me. An important thing. There's a bunch of stuff in food that isn't food. We know this. There's a lot of water in food. So that's not food. That's water. That's what you drink. That's not what you eat. You don't get calories from water. It's important, but it's not food. There's also air in food. Like imagine that fluffy bun of the burger. And there's indigestible fibers in food, though probably not a ton in fast food. And as for air, when we think about losing weight, this is where the weight goes. And that's wild. So of course we lose weight by losing water, by peeing and sweating and stuff. And we lose weight by pooping. But actually, like, if you're talking about losing the fat in your body, which is mostly what we mean when we say losing weight, but also, you know, the muscles, that can also be part of losing weight. Not ideally, but it usually is. What's happening is those tissues are being broken down and used for energy. And where that mass actually goes is very strange and surprising. It is exhaled in your breath, which is why when you work out a lot, you breathe more because you're burning more energy. You need to take more oxygen in and you need to breathe more carbon dioxide out. And that carbon in the carbon dioxide is part of the mass. Now, also part of the mass is water. So carbohydrates are carbon and hydrates, hydrated carbon. Don't think of them like they're carbon with water on them. They're carbon that has done chemistry with water to turn into a totally different thing that is carbs. But also fats are like this. And you pretty much end up with carbon dioxide and water. Proteins are a little different. You get carbon dioxide and water and ammonia. You have to get that nitrogen out somewhere, which is why you pee out urea. So you also pee out some of the chemicals when you break down protein. Now you know all of that. So it comes out in your pee, comes out in your sweat, it comes out in your poop, lose mass because like you actually create stuff like the stuff in red blood cells. That stuff will break down and that I think ends up in your colon. Some of it. Anyway, it comes out all the places you would think, but a lot of it comes out in your breath, which is wild. And that isn't just the water that's evaporating. It's the carbon in the carbon dioxide that was once part of carbohydrates. But this is minuscule and not affected on like the micro scale. It is only over the like many breaths that you take in a day and a year that it is a significant amount of mass that's leaving your body. Speaking of mass disappearing, isn't it freaking annoying how sometimes your soap just disappears super fast? Well, you don't have to live that life. At Good Dad Store, we have a brand called Sunbasin Soap. It's a lovely, moisturizing, luxurious experience. I know as a person who lives in one of the dry places of America, winter is coming and mild soaps are important, but you don't want your soap to disappear. You want to use it on your skin, not have it slamming up the inside of your shower, which is why you got to get one of these things. We also sell these things. We have tons of different amazing soaps now. They have different levels of exfoliation. They last a long time, as long as you use one of these things. You want them to last because they're nice. It's not like Dial or Irish Spring. This is the good stuff, you guys. It's made right here in Missoula, Montana by people who know what soap should be like, and they're so good at it. I'm so glad to finally have a go-to soap that I really love. So you can check out Sunbasin Soap. There's also a number of other products like shampoo bars. We also have household cleaning products. You can check that out at good.store as well. There's a link in the description. The best way to get the soaps, in my opinion, this product has over 1,200 reviews. It's just the Sunbasin Soap bundle. You can bundle up all your soaps. You get a discount if you get a certain amount. You get a further discount if you subscribe. And you can buy a bunch. And you can also buy a soap saver.
Some of it is lost in the air right after you eat it?
Yes. And I'm saying I'm 1 pound heavier. And if I were to weigh myself on a scale, it'd be 1 more pound because we have to keep the pound.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're always losing a little tiny bit of mass every time you take a breath.
So that's what I mean when I say that you always lose a little bit of mass every time you take a breath, which is wild. It's true. It's both water that comes out and carbon dioxide.
So there is that, but that happens whether or not you've eaten a burger. And then the real question is whether that burger is part of you if it's just inside of your stomach, or if the stomach is the outside of you.
Now, this is where people had some debates with me. And look, I'm fine to have the debate. There are basically two versions of this. So say that there's a pot and you put water in the pot. The water is in the pot. You wouldn't say that the water isn't in the pot. It's not like sitting on top of the pot. It's in the pot. And so if there's a burger inside of me, then it's inside of me. It's not like sitting on my cells. It's encapsulated by the unit of the body that I imagine is me. And this makes sense. But also, there is a tunnel through a mountain. And if you are in the tunnel, you're kind of in the mountain, but you're kind of in the tunnel. And that's how I imagine the body. And so it makes total sense to me that you could imagine this either way. And it doesn't matter which way you imagine it. But I will say that the cells of our skin are called epithelial cells. And the entire digestive tract is lined with epithelial cells. Embryonically, the same layer when you're developing in a womb, the same layer of like the germline cells that becomes your skin also becomes the tube. The very first thing that an embryo does, like a human embryo, is it forms a little donut, forms a little hole. The blastocyst has a little hole in it, and that hole is the digestive system. That's the thing that it becomes. And so it's easy to argue that there is a tube of outside that runs through your inside, and that is your digestive system. It is also selectively permeable. Not everything you put in your mouth gets absorbed into the body. And like the skin is also selectively permeable. The tube is also filled with stuff that isn't me, definitely genetically. Like all of the microbiome of the gut is not me. It's other organisms living inside of me. And they're not in my body. Now there are also microorganisms that live in my body, but these ones don't. And that's the vast majority of the cells of the microbiome are inside of the digestive system and they're outside of the body. Like they're not in me. They're not in my blood, they're not pumping around. They affect that stuff, but they're not inside of it. It's selectively permeable. It is not allowing them to cross into the body. If that happened, it would be a problem.
Wait, what?
But you will weigh it when you weigh it.
Ludwig wasn't immediately excited about this idea, which I love.
I always maintain that the entire digestive system is just a tube of outside that runs through the inside. And you don't get to count that until it gets absorbed by the body.
It's a tube on the outside. So you're saying it's the equivalent of holding the burger in my hands.
I love it's equivalent of holding the burger in my hands. This is why you're not 2% nacho, because you're 0% nacho. What you are is the cells of your body working together to make you happen. And the food in your stomach is not yet that. It's going to be turned into that. It's going to be turned into the stuff that is actually constructs those cells and powers them. But if it's not that, then it's not. I'm not nachos. I'm never any percent nacho. I am only ever the cells that are using the nachos for parts and for energy.
If I were to weigh myself with a burger in my hand, I'd be a pound heavier.
Yeah.
But that doesn't count because it's in the process of being digested. And until it's digested, it's not part of my body.
That's a good way of putting it.
Oh my God. So she's right.
So then Ludwig said, oh my God, so she's right. And I did have to hit them with this.
No.
So I slept on the couch for nothing.
You're both wrong.
Or they're both right, you know? This isn't science. This is semantics. And I love semantics because it gives you a chance to talk about science. And that's what I just did. But importantly, again, it is true that the mass of the burger itself, some of it is a significant amount is lost during cooking. So if you eat a quarter pound burger, you're not eating a quarter pound of burger. But then you're also eating like the cheese and tomatoes and bun and stuff on top of that, which is probably going to bring it back up to over a pound of food. So I think if Cutie's talking about the fact that burgers lose mass as they get cooked, in that case, yes, it is lost and in the air or on the cooktop. And in that case, she is correct. I used semantics, like a silly semantic conversation to talk about anatomy and physiology, which I think is cool. And otherwise, you probably wouldn't have listened to. So after Ludwig hangs up, this is what he says.
The digestive system is a tube that is inside the body that lives outside the body. What did he fucking say?
I said, It's a tube of outside that runs through the inside. You're a donut. A weird donut.
Did I get gaslit?
You did not get gaslit. You just got taught. That's different.
It's just a hole? So you're telling me I call Hank Green and he said you're nothing but a hole?
That's not what I said. You're everything but the hole, Ludwig. This is what you took from that? I'm nothing but a hole? No. No, you're all of the parts except the hole. You just have a hole that's a hole of outside. It's epithelial cells and it's selectively permeable and it formed from the same germ cells as the skin. Embryonically, and I have a meeting I have to go to. That's what that noise was for. Thanks for watching.